Let us pray. Holy Spirit, descend upon us in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Imagine with me this morning. Michael opens his black lunchbox. He twirls off the thermos lid, lets out a long breath. Michael, the perfect son, the perfect father, the perfect husband, the perfect employee. He shakes his head and leans back against the concrete blocks as he chews on his peanut butter sandwich. Nobody really knows Michael. Nobody knows the pain inside. No one knows the fears that paralyze him or the sins that bubble up deep within. All these years he's kept up the facade, kept it up to the point that he almost believes it. Michael gets to his feet, and as the lunch siren sounds, a dark cloud of loneliness sweeps over Michael. Bonnie squeezes the lump under her jaw. The rubbery swelling springs back into place. She glances at the magazine spread on that clear end table. Smiling faces, recipes, top 10 songs of 2017. The receptionist clicks away at the computer behind the sneeze guard. Only two other people in the waiting room, the old man coughing into the red handkerchief, and the woman in her mid-40s reading a book. Bonnie pokes at the bulge. What will the biopsy say? Hodgkin's? Non-Hodgkin's? A harmless cyst? She knows her church is praying. She knows that her husband did everything he could to try to be here, but he couldn't get off work. So many people have reached out, and yet Bonnie feels alone. Alone before the unknown. What do I have? And what if I die? A nurse opens the door. She looks up from the chart. Smith? Smith? Bonnie waves a hand, stands, and follows the nurse through the door. And as she does so, a dark cloud of loneliness sweeps over Bonnie. Jason closes his locker. His chest tightens. It's like an elephant is sitting right above his sternum. Second period algebra is with Mrs. Milgram. Jason's heart begins to pound in his ears. I can't do the test. I can't. The hall lights grow brighter. His pupils are dilating. He stumbles into the bathroom. The stall lock clicks behind him into place. His breath is coming in short bursts. Jason sits on the stool and sorts through his backpack with trembling hands. Xanax, Xanax, Xanax. And the foil back square flashes before him. He swallows the white pill and lays his head against the toilet paper dispenser. His mother tries to understand the panic attacks. His father thinks they're all in his head. No one at school knows. If they did, Jason can already see the eye rolls. He buries his head in his hands. No one really knows. No one sees. And a dark cloud of loneliness sweeps over Jason. It's not hard to imagine the writer of Psalm 139 recognizing that dark cloud of loneliness that often sweeps over us in our lives. We know from the vocabulary of this psalm that this priestly poet likely lived during the Persian period in exile. And so we can imagine this Aaron's son walking the streets of Susa, Persia's capital, with a tucked head. Born in a strange land, he knows the stories about Jordan's swift waters. He knows of Jerusalem's rounded hill. He knows of the ruined fortresses that dot the Shephelah. He knows of the howls of jackals that echo in the eastward crags. But they are only stories to him. Echoes of a lost world. His grandfather's world. Aramaic words and syntax plague his Hebrew poetry, songs, and prayers. This Aaron's son does sing in David's style, but the holy tongue is his second language, learned at the feet of his father and an old priest who serves at court. And despite the family around him, we can imagine the priest feeling alone. Alone in a strange land. Laughing young Persian men and women on the street only sharpen the loneliness. They are visible. He is invisible. They belong. He doesn't belong. They are known. He is unknown. No one knows the battles in his mind. The fervent tugs and pulls of the outsider, and the dark cloud of loneliness sweeps over him. But in the midst of all of our dark clouds of loneliness, a sudden epiphany, a rush of holy wind. In the dark, arms surround the psalmist. Arms crush the psalmist and us to a divine chest. A hand lifts and rests upon our heads. Behind and before, a presence. A presence so deep, so filled with love's fire and all knowledge that we can hardly breathe. One holds us. Always. There in our soul's sorrow. There among heaven's stars. There in the netherworld abyss. One holds us, and this one is before all and in all and knows all, knows us better than we know even ourselves. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, oh Lord, you know it altogether. You do besiege me behind and before and lay your hand upon me. The Lord knows everything about the psalmist and us. He knows and understands every stray path, every bubbled thought, every heart-pounding fear, and every half-formed word. The Lord's arms besiege us, behind and before. He crushes us to the divine chest. In the darkness, he holds us. And we weep that we are known as we are. We weep that we are not alone. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it, sings the psalmist. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, death's realm, you are there. Even in the lonely darkness of death, Sheol, God holds us. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, let only darkness cover me and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you. As the dark cloud of loneliness sweeps over us in the different circumstances of our lives, God's arms surround us, behind and before. God holds us. And then a light shining in the darkness, a sun rising. We look up, and it is the wounded hands that hold us, the crown of thorns, and that smile. A deep smile full of the world's suffering and loneliness. Our suffering, our loneliness. Jesus, the Messiah, the conqueror of sin and death, he fills the darkness with light, and he holds us to himself. I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. Sisters and brothers, we are not unknown. We are not invisible. We are not alone. God holds us. God knows us. Nothing can separate you from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Always God knows you and me and the psalmist. Always he forgives our sins. Always Jesus holds us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.